This is 89.1 WEMU. You probably recognize the theme songs to some very famous movies right there. Well, that's what we talk about on Cinema Chat on WEMU, the movies and the movie business. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins, the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater and my co-host for this weekly movie endeavor. How are you?
Well, good. Michigan and State Theater.
Well, that is great. You know, I have to add that in. But if your title gets any longer, I'm just going to have to fire you.
Well, you can eliminate CEO. I do not like that title.
We'll just call you the theater dude.
Yeah, the theater dude. That sounds good to me. Well, anyone mildly interested in movies was probably tuning in for at least a little while to the Golden Globe Awards, which was broadcast on Sunday. And, you know, there was some surprises and some not surprises. There were many wonderful acceptance speeches,
Oprah seemed to steal the show.
Oprah was great. She gave a rousing call to women and anti-discrimination and intimidation dynamics, and it was great. And there was a lot of shout-outs to harassment and intimidation topics.
Most
that
all
have
of
been
the women
brought up.
And men dressed in black.
Yep. And anyway, that was that seemed to be a good thing. It wasn't too heavy. It seemed to be just the right amount of drawing attention to the subject matter.
Yeah, Seth Meyers made people laugh, made them groan occasionally.
Yeah, absolutely.
But all in the spirit of the thing.
And everyone was lined up very nicely. People need to know that actors and actresses don't want to be too cocky at the Golden Globes with their win, because this is really
doesn't always translate.
It's a ramp up into the Oscars. So what they want to do is try to assure their spot as an Oscar nominee, and so that the Golden Globes can help with that. And for example, Justin Paul and Ben Pasek, two U of M grads, for the second year in a row, won the Best Song with the song that they wrote for Showman, that's a pretty good deal for a bunch of local folks. And then Three Boards Outside Biltmore, about Ebbing, Missouri, was a kind of a surprising winner of a lot of Golden Globes.
Really? Because there's not a human that has seen it that has walked out going, that should win an award.
Well, it's true, but for example, The Post got no awards at all.
That was a little surprising.
And, Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. Three billboards. It's great. I mean, we're playing it, and we've been playing it for a while, and our business really ticked up this week because of that. So, you know, good. But Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell and the author also got an award, and it won the Best Drama. So good for Three Billboards. And
absolutely.
We'll see what happens with the Oscars. Sam Rockwell, who was in Three Billboards, beat out Willem Dafoe, which was a bit of a surprise to me.
He was great
in the Florida Project. And the Golden Globes were also good to Mexico, because Coco, which is a Pixar feature, is set in Mexico, based on Mexican native tradition and legend. And Guillermo del Toro won for Best Director.
For Shape of Water.
Yeah, for Shape of Water. So The Post got a little bit shut out. Phantom Thread got a little bit shut out, which is opening very soon and has a lot of really great buzz on it. Greta Gerwig won, but she didn't get quite as many awards as folks thought, because Lady Bird itself didn't really win very many awards. It was fun to see Allison Janney win an award for I, Tonya, which opened this week and is really doing great business. She's going to be up against Laurie Metcalf in Lady Bird. She was kind of the favorite there. So Allison Janney was a bit of a surprise. Gary Oldman, who plays Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour, he may walk away with the Oscar. It's that kind of a really great stunt performance that has done really well, and so that might hold up. James Franco won Best Comedy Actor for The Disaster Artist, and that was a fun acceptance speech. He brought up the original guy, Tommy Wiseau,
and then wouldn't let him talk.
I think it was completely appropriate, and he gave a really nice talk. So In the Fade won the Best Foreign Language Film. It was a little bit of a surprise that beat out The Square, which won the Cannes Film Festival this year. So anyway, lots of interesting things comes with the Golden Globes and more awards to be stacked up before the Academy Awards come out on March the 4th.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And we're going to see some of the movies that were noted in the Golden Globes and are likely to win some Oscar consideration as well, starting with The Post.
The Post, exactly. So we'll much anticipation with local audiences to see this film. It stars Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks as the owner and editor of the Washington Post and the release of the Pentagon Papers. So if you remember that story, the New York Times started to release the Pentagon Papers. They were shut down by a court. And in a very difficult political and business decision, Katharine Graham, played by Meryl Streep, whose family had owned the Washington Post, and she literally grew up
as publisher, really risked all.
Risked all. And Tom Hanks plays Ben Bradley, the
famous
editor,
yeah.
Who was, you know, pushing her to do this, and they became quite a team.
Wasn't it Jason Robards that played him in All the President's Men?
Yes, it was. And this is directed by Steven Spielberg. You know that all the right buttons are going to be pushed, that the competency of the filmmaking is outstanding. This is the perfect role for Tom Hanks. You can just see him playing that role, and any role is a perfect role for Meryl Streep. So much anticipation about The Post, which opens today. You can go see it downtown.
And then allegedly the swan song for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, well, we're doing a whole swan song series for Daniel Day-Lewis starting on the 18th, or the 16th. We're going to be doing The Last of the Mohicans, In the Name of the Father, Gangs of New York, Lincoln, and There Will Be Blood. Those are all films that star Daniel Day-Lewis, so excellent, excellent films. And then Phantom Thread will open on January the 18th, so you can get reminded of what a great actor Daniel Day-Lewis is.
It's interesting, he's decide to step away, but perhaps not as much once you consider how deep he dives into these characters, living as these characters for the entirety of a movie shoot.
That's right. Steven Spielberg reported that when they were doing Lincoln, that he literally
addressed as Mr. Lincoln.
Right.
So, and through the whole, but you know, his latest job, he's been working as a cobbler, making and repairing shoes.
Well, and dresses.
And dresses, right.
And
right.
He was a fashion designer in the 1950s in England, very renowned. So, yes, he gets deeply into the role and in a kind of life-distracting kind of way. Directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, Phantom Thread is one of those award-worthy films that's going to get a lot of buzz, and the buzz will increase now that it's being released across the country.
I have no idea what the next movie is about, but the title alone makes me want to see it. I Drink Your Milkshake. What is that?
Well, that is our retrospective on Daniel Day-Lewis's film.
Oh, so well, there you go.
It's a line
I just saw this title, and I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I have to have one.
It's a line from one of his films. Now, the Korean Cinema Now is going to do their film this week on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then coming, if you haven't seen Shape of Water or Three Billboards or Lady Bird, they're still playing at the State and Michigan Theater. I, Tonya was a big hit last week. The Darkest Hour is going to be a good thing to see as the Best Actor Award comes up. Opening at the Multiplex is...
kids movie, Paddington 2.
Paddington 2, Proud Mary, The Commuter, which stars Liam Neeson. So there's lots out there. The award season is cranking up. Lots to catch up on all the stuff that you wanted to see but didn't see. And the commercial theaters also have the pop stuff that's going to be fun to escape towards.
We hope you're going to pick a movie and go out and see it. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Award Season Central in Hollywood.